IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. And we're going to speak about Imam Hussein's virtues. So be with us. Dear brothers and sisters, today is Friday, is the first of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter 3. Verse 7. Then we'll learn more about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
It is He who has sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book. In it are verses that are precise. They are the foundation of the book, and others unspecific. As for those in whose hearts is deviation from truth, they will follow that of it which is unspecific, seeking discord and seeking an interpretation suitable to them. And no one knows its true interpretation except Allah. But those firm in knowledge say, "We believe in it. All of it is from our Lord." And no one will be reminded except those of understanding.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These verses are called allegorical verses. Some perverse persons trying to abuse these verses by commenting on them untruly in order to make mischief among people and deviate them from the right path. But Allah and those firmly rooted in knowledge know the secrets of these verses and explain them for people. Of course, those who are in the first line, from the point of knowledge, like the Prophet and the Immaculate Imams, know the whole secrets, while others may understand from them as much as the amount of their own knowledge. On the first of the month of Safar, we learn about Imam Hussein's virtues. The story of Imam Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, stands as an inspiration to all, no matter what color or creed. Hussein, alayhi salam, laid the foundation of the revolution with his blood, and that revolution changed the world forever. Thus, this great Imam presented a movement to the entire humanity which was peerless and unprecedented throughout history and which will never be forgotten. This movement is a model. He showed self-sacrifice on such a large and grand scale for the sake of achieving the divine goal. This self-sacrifice means laying down one's life and the lives of one's most dear, the captivity of the family of the Holy Prophets under terrible and disastrous circumstances and enduring this difficult event so that Islam would be preserved and so that fighting against oppression would remain a principle in the history of Islam and humanity. This is an event which will be peerless forever.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, let's move to Imam's eloquence, abstinence, humility, and worship. This humility that, brothers and sisters, this humility that we are talking about is humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we technically call it khushu' and khudu'. In the book Manaqib, it is quoted through Abdurrahman ibn Abi Layla, that he says that one day we were sitting in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Imam Hussein alayhi salam came and started jumping and playing on the back of the Prophet. The Prophet said, "Leave him alone." In the same book, it is quoted from Layth ibn Sa'd that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leading the congregational prayers, Salat al-Jama'ah. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was sitting beside him, when the Prophet went into prostration or sajda, Hussein alayhi salam sat on his back. The Prophet brought him down with his hand and made him sit beside him and then stood up. Then again, when the Prophet went for the other prostration, this happened until he ended the prayers.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. He is the universalist. On his way to Iraq, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, received the news of the killing of Muslim ibn Aqil. Upon hearing the news, the Imam's eyes became filled with tears, reciting this Quranic verse from chapter 33, verse 23. Among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah.
Of them, some have completed their vow to the extreme, and some still wait, but they have never changed their determination in the least. The Imam wanted to prove to the people that he did not come for Kufa alone. So if that province fell to the enemy, it would not change anything. He did not launch his movement in response to the Kufa's appeal per se. Imam Hussein made it very clear that he saw himself responsible for discharging a more important duty. Thus, the Imam must continue treading the same path he had mapped out for his movement.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyida shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
Patience, patience, patience. That is one of the important virtues of Imam al-Hussein and his companions. Without moral virtues, we cannot achieve anything, and if we do, we cannot maintain it. Moreover, without patience, we cannot achieve the virtues of love, knowledge, and honor. If we do achieve them, they can easily be lost without patience. This is why patience is said to represent the head. If faith were the body, we cannot retain the quality of being a believer without patience. A believer is patient, and to such a person, Allah says that all problems can work as opportunities to earn credit for the hereafter. For example, if you have a disease such as cancer and you remain patient, Allah rewards you. Although you did not get ill for the sake of Allah, He rewards you because of your patience.
When you cry, realize that you're participating in a universal event. Don't underestimate the power of your tears. The Imam alayhi salam, in one hadith, he tells us, on the day of judgment, every eye shall be crying except the eye that cried for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow these eyes to cry. Because by doing so, by crying, you are paying your respect to Fatima alayhi salam. You are paying your respect to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give those eyes peace and security. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver the joy and the happiness to the hearts of those mu'mineen who cried for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. And the hadith goes on to tell us that on the day of judgment, those who cried on the Imam alayhi salam, Allah will give them one amazing honor, that they shall go and sit beneath the throne of God, and they will listen to Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam speaking to them. Then the angels will call on them, now it's time, go to paradise, go to your levels. They will not heed, they will not listen, the hadith says, from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. The Hur al-Ain will come and invite them, come, we have missed you. They will not pay attention to them. They will say, we are busy listening to the beautiful words of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Yes, our tears need to be coupled with actions. There's no doubt about that. To give value to your tears, you have to practice the teachings of the Imam alayhi salam, but never underestimate the power of your tears. Never underestimate the act of crying on the Imam alayhi salam. Before the battle of Karbala, 57 years before the battle, the Prophet, peace be upon him, according to our Sunni brothers in their books, the Prophet cried 12 times publicly. If the Prophet, peace be upon him, cries on the Imam alayhi salam, why shouldn't we cry on the Imam alayhi salam? We are following the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when we cry for the tragedy of his beloved grandson.
With this nice sentence, we say goodbye and fi amanillah to all of you. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaykum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.